We are learning Mesechta Zivamis, that has Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning 5 lines at the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis. We are discussing over here the Machlekes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel of Tzara's Erva's Mutta. According to Beis Shammai, the Tzara of an Erva, the co-wife of an Erva, could marry the brother. According to Beis Hillel, they're Potter from Yibum, and they're not allowed to marry the brother, and the Mutta Lashuk, we add Chalitza. So according to Beis Shammai, you need Chalitza, or Yibum. And according to Beis Hillel, you don't need either Chalitza or Yibum. And the question our Gemara was discussing is, did Beis Shammai do like their way or not? And it's avoided the Gemara later on today's daf that the reason why they wouldn't do it is because Lois Iskari do, they don't want to be different. So maybe they wouldn't do like their halacha. Now, the Gemara we just learned right before this actually was a raya that was asu. Because the Gemara there says, that Rav Shimon says, Nimnu heimin avadai livnu ha-safik. And it's avoided that they did it, because if not, why would they be nimnu? Why wouldn't they marry from the vadoyim? Seemed like the word vadoyim, there were cases where they taka did, Beis Shammai did the other way. That's what's in the Gemara, and the Gemara never answers that raya. The Gemara had like 2 questions. If you look, go back in the Gemara a second, the Gemara says, Iyam bishlama asu mishmach nimnu, elam loy asu amai nimnu. So then the Gemara has a kasha of a tizbarod hidam de asu. Bishlam Bishil Nimnu Bishamai. Why Bishamai Nimnu Bishilal? So that the Gemara answers to Sarah Atzma. But well, back to the first Raya, there was Nimnu, so vice dois, they did do it. So we have already one Raya that's Asu, but we'll continue with more Rayas, and we're going to have another 2 more Rayas. They're going to be a bunch of Rayas, like another 10 or 15 Rayas. I don't know the number, probably like another 10, but 2 of them will be Rayas again somewhere on Dav Tazav on Beis. Zog the Gemara, Tashma, Don Raviach Menuri. Heich halacha zura vachas v'Yisrael. When the Machlekes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel was going on, Reuven Ben Uri said, how can we maybe smooth this out in Klal Yisrael, this Machlekes? Nasa k'divrei Beis Shammai, if we do like Beis Shammai, havla mamz d'divrei Beis Hillel. If we pass like Beis Shammai, and we say everyone should be noyeg, should assume like Beis Shammai, the problem will be that the v'lav yamamz according to Beis Hillel, because you're not allowed to marry your brother's wife, shalav makam mitzvah. Nasa k'divrei Beis Hillel, let's do like Beis Hillel, havla pogum. Let's do like Beis Hillel, which means the let them go l'shuk, the halacha will be that the vlad is pogum according to Beis Shammai. Why? Because it's a chayiv elavin, and you're right, the chayiv elavin is ksherim l'kol because it's not a mamzer, but l'maisa chayiv elavin will be a chol according to Beis Hillel. At least he holds it's really a shaila on the Gemara and that Tazvav and Beis, but according to Beis Hillel he holds that a chayiv elavin that are oivin and get married, the children are pasul l'kuhuna. It's a kavachoymer from Amon l'kohen gadol. We know Amon l'kohen gadol, the children are halalim. The same thing here, if, let's say, a kohen will marry this yivam l'shuk, this lav, the children will be halalim and won't be able to eat chumo du avoida because they're called a pogmak upon him. So, Yechon Uri said, the problem here. We can't do like Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel because the other camp will hold that there's a psulit. So he said, I have an idea. But when this clan of tzaris, she yucholtzah islam yisiyavmais. Let's make a takana. Every tzar, every co-wife of an erva, the lachas do chalitza na yibam. And this way, you'll save all problems. You won't do yibam, so it won't be a shalom mamzah according to Beis Hillel. And you'll do chalitza, so it won't be a problem yivam v'lashuk. Just do every time you have a co-wife, just do chalitza v'loy yibam. But I speak with Likmar's Dawach Nitr Vashal. I never got a chance to institute this takana. V'yechem Nuri is very pro this takana, but never happened. It never happens. Takana. Omalei Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Brisa goes further. Says Omalei Rav Shimon Gamliel. You know, even if you would have made that takana, ma nasa lehem letzoreis harishoynos ma'ato. Even if you make this takana, what would you do with the tzoreis harishoynos till now? Okay. Adkan. Habrisa. What?
Meaning
that even if you make a takana, let's say do chalitza always, but what about the people who went ahead and did like Beis Shammai, let's say, or did like Beis Hillel? There's still going to be a problem. The people who did already something, you're not going to fix them up. So let's see, that's Ad Kan Habraisa. So it sounds like something was done. So more like this, Iyam Bishlama also, if you say that some people went ahead and did like Beis Shammai, Hani Dukam Manasa. That's what it says. What are we going to do? Some people already did like Beis Shammai, and they're Mamzerim ready. We can't fix up Mamzerim. Eliyam and Loyasu, my manasas, what's the big deal? Like, what happened already? Well, what are we so worried about? It's not such a big deal. It's not such a mamzerim over here. The verse like this, based on if you did like Beis Shammai sometimes, so we have mamzerim. So I'm assuming we're not going to fix anything up, you have mamzerim still. But now that we're saying that loyosu. So what was Rishon Yisrael saying? Manasalem, the Torah Rishon Yisrael. What are we going to do with Torah Rishon Yisrael? What's the problem? We're talking about the Tzara herself. Because like this, if you're in Vesakin, that everyone is Chalitza, which means like this. Until now we assume, we go like Vesilim. Now, and therefore, what happens to a Tzara Zareva? They marry the Shuk without anything. So what's going to happen is, you have this Tzara married to Yankel, married to someone, and then they come up to Takan, you have to make Chalitza. So what happened is that this person's wife is going to be Chalitza now. Yankel's married to Yavam Lashuk according to Beis Shammai, it's Yavam Lashuk. And you can eat chalitza now because it's takana. And we don't want that to happen. These tzaras on Beis Hillel, according to Beis Shammai, hechin aved lehu, lich letzu, let them do chalitza now, mimesuah gavrai. They're going to get mias on the husbands. The husband married to them for a few months or a year. And all of a sudden, you're telling him that, you know, by the way, your wife wasn't 100% kosher. You have to do chalitza. It's going to bother him. That the Torah's always ways are sweet and win peace. And this is not the right direction to do it. Therefore, Shimon Gamliel says, you cannot make a takara now that will harm people that are already married. And that's what he meant. Not that pshat is because we already have mamzerim. And that would be because, according to, we want to be right, there must be osu, and that's why he's saying that if you make a takana, you're giving some, what you're doing is, you're saying there is a din of, we paskin like, not like Beis Hillel, maybe it's like with Choshesh for Beis Shammai, or the opposite. So then, for the time was that, what's the big deal? It must be that they did some case like Beis Shammai, like the Yibam. So it's a problem with Mamzerim. And that's why you can't do this. And the Teretz is, no, that was worried about the Tzara herself, the Chalitza.
Why is the Kasha on Hanuk Tzara to Beis Hillel?
What?
Why is it Hanuk Tzara to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai? If we're going to hold now, if we did this like a Merchim and Nuri, that everybody needs Chalitza.
Right.
Did Beis Shammai hold you Chalitza before this? If Lo Yasu.
If Lo Yasu?
If Lo Yasu.
No, the hell they don't even know.
Why is it the Shailah and Beis Hillel for Beis Shammai and Beis Shammai for Beis Hillel? In the same boat for everybody.
No, because until now, we assumed with that we were only like Beis Hillel. Now, when you misakin,
Beis Shammai like us, that means they didn't do chalitza.
No, they didn't do like their way, right?
Which means they were mafia from the show.
Right, exactly.
So why is it Hanukkah starts the Beis Hillel?
No, Beis Shammai didn't hold like that. They had no choice. They didn't want to do different than Beis Hillel. That's still not Beis Shammai's shita. Fear of Shammai, they're still doing something wrong, just that they did like, they fear like Beis Hillel. Now it's showing that you have to be chayush.
There wouldn't be a problem of this.
No, they didn't tell him to do chalitza. Even they didn't get involved because they didn't want to make any psukim. Because we're passing like Beis Hillel.
Well,
if you do it with Yochim Ruri, they're going to have to do chalitza, yeah. Because it means you're chayush that you need chalitza.
Right, it'll be the same problem with everybody. According to
a Shai Saikon, Bisham
Saikon,
and Bezil. Right, but you're saying the case, yeah, Echrami. Then that's the case. These Tzoras, the Bezil Beshamai, Hechinavalahu, you're saying Loshan Libay Shamai, what's Loshan Beshamai? These Tzoras, according to Shamai, because according to Bezil, you don't really need anything. But just Bechosh Beshamai means. It means those Tzoras of Bechosh Beshamai doesn't mean for Beshamai. He's saying we made it to come for everyone. It was also Lib Beshamai. Yeah, I had a question. It means Lashita's Beshamai, basically. That Shita.
Which
Beisil didn't hold of, but we're Bechosh for it now. Don't worry about that. So that was not a riot to us. Now I'm trying to bring another riot. Toshma. Domar of Tarfin, Ta'avni, Masha, Tavi, Tzara, Sebastian, the other. Ta'avni means Toyevani. I desire to have a case. Rav Tarfon was Talmud of Beis Shammai, and he says that I wish I could get a case of a Tzaras Abbas. I want to be Duyivim on a Tzaras Abbas. Mosai Tovei Tzaras Abbas Yodi Ve'esena, and I'll marry her. So you see, Rav Tarfon's Talmud of Beis Shammai is saying, I wish I could have a case where I will marry a Tzaras Abbas. You see, clearly it was Osu. What?
My brother
should die. Yeah, his brother should die. He wants the case to happen. He wants to do like a Beis Shammai, like Osu. And for the Gemara, Ema ve'esiana, fakeret. He's saying, I can't wait to have a case where I'll marry her or this co-wife of Tzara Zavas to Lashuk. He's saying toyevani. If you're going basil, you don't need toyevani. That's like pasuk. It's not a chiddush. Everyone holds like that. You don't have to be like toyevani to go do like basil. And the Gemara lafuke riachem anuri. He's trying to exclude riachem anuri. He says, I wish I have a case where I go ahead and marry him off the shuk with achalitza. Toshima. Maisa bitish of Ragamil, so he's going to sue the Abba Achim. Ragamil had a brother named Abba, and his daughter was married to his brother Abba, and Abba had another wife also. So basically, Abba, one of his wives was a tzara to Ragamil, and he had another wife also. Omeis play bonum, and his brother died without children. The Yibim Ragamil as Sarasa. Ragamil did Yibim on the co wife, on the tzara Sarva, on the tzara's Bita. Seems like he did like Beis Shammai, he's having the tzara. So you see, Asu. You tell me Ragmil was Talmud B'Shamay, and therefore he did like B'Shamay? The Rashi explains, Ragmil was an Enikol of Hillel, but a Bar of Shal Hillel. Of course, he was not a Talmud B'Shamay, he was Talmud B'Shillel. So it must be something else going on. If he married the Tzara, something else going on over here. El Shani B'Dash Ragmil, the islandist Havai. The daughter of Ragmil was the islandist, and it turned out it was a Mekkah Tais, and therefore the Tzara's Erba was Mutter, which means the co-wife of the Bitoy was Mutter to Ragmil. Frate Gemara, but the Kohen Seifa, and that Seifa of that same Brice, it says, Achayim Imrim, Bite Shal Rabbi Gamil, Islandess Haisa. It says that the daughter of Gamil was an islandess, therefore the Tzara was Mutta. Mechlal, Tanakam, Mesova, love Islandess Haisa. It sounds like only Achayim's shot in the story was that it's an islandess, but it sounds like Tanakama holds that he married a Pashto Tzara's Erva, and not because of islandess. So the Gemara, no. They're both of them islandess. Hikaba, Bla Hikaba, Ikabanayu. There's two ways that islandess could pater the tzara. One way is by loy hikaba, that let's say Abba in this case, did not realize that she was an islandess, therefore it's a mekach toyah, so she was never married to the daughter, and therefore the tzara is mota. That's one case. Nimtzu islandess. There's another case that we knew she was an islandess, and still there's a p'tur of tzara that ever while. Like we had the Gemara before, on a base on top, that an islandess is pater from yibum kuzes ashtaylet. The tzara of an islandess is called the tzara tzareva shaloi b'mokim mitzvah, because the islandess is not chayiv in yibum, and therefore it's called the tzara tzareva shaloi b'mokim mitzvah. Huh?
Even by
hikaba? The Gemara first, man, they held not like that, but the Gemara on top of the Amid, Amar Rava there says, hilchos the tzara tzareva mutaras. So, but even by hikaba. And the Acherim is saying in case of hikaba, because the Acherim Eimrim, bitei shorav gamil, islandess hoysa. She was, not nimtzu, but she was an islandess. And that's the Avada, either case she was islandess. But the race of Tanakama holds the Ptur is because of Mekach Tayyus. The second Mandiyam holds the Ptur because of islandess, since islandess is a Ptur Yibum, so the Tsaras considered Tsaras Erva, Shaloi B'Makah and Mitzvah. That's one Mahalach to say the Nafkamim between the Tanakama and the Acherim. The Bayi say, Makonas will save Girish Yikim Nayo. The Machlaikis is like this. Avada Tsaras Erva is also. But here was a case where Abba was Megarish the Bitoy before he died. So one man the Yama holds that Konas Lubsev Girish, that's the Artanakam will hold, that the Allah is Konas Lubsev Girish makes his no Tsaras ever. Why? Because with Shas Misa, there was no Bitoy anymore. Bitoy was divorced. But the second man the Yama holds that even in that case, there's a Ptur Tsaras ever, because we say, Nesu'im Rishonim Apilim, which means if they were ever together as co-wives, that alone makes a Ptur Erva. We had this also before on Daf Yud Gimel, we had this, that if they're together, then there's a Ptur Erva. Even if they're divorced before the Nefila, still, B'Shas, when they were married together, that's Misa Rishonim, Nesu'im Rishonim Apilim. So therefore, the Achim has to say a case that an islandess means the race is going, that they got divorced before, therefore there's no Tzara Zerva. That's what Tanakama says, Pshat and Rabbi Gamil, why he married his daughter's co-wife. You know why? Because the daughter got divorced before. But the Acherim said, no, that's not enough, it's not sufficient. They need more than that. Because there, they were together, that made them a Tzara Zerva. Therefore he said the case was islandess. That's the second Mahalach, to say the difference between Acherim and Tanakama. But he said, my third Mahalach, Yesh Tanai V'Biyei Kibinayim. The case was there, that Rabbi Gamil's daughter got married to Abba. Abba made a tanai. A menashe ain la hamumun on nedarim. And it turned out she had nedarim. She had nedarim. So technically, according to Tanakama, the tanai worked and it's a mekach tayis. And therefore, it's not a tzaras bitoy. But the acherim hold that the halach is, if you go ahead with the marriage and you do bia, you were moichel on the Tanai, because there's a klal, Eintam Oysa Bilas Bilas Nos, and probably it was moichel on it. And therefore, it was a good kedushin, it was a good marriage. And the only reason why it's part, of course, she was an islandess. So basically, the three pshatim are, the Acherim is always that's islandess. The first pshat is the Tanakama is islandess, but it's a different type of islandess. Once the Mekhtayas islandess was a regular islandess. The second pshat is that the Tanakama holds it's divorced. And the third pshat is that there was a Tanai. What?
When did it happen? After he was...
After the Tanai. After
the Kedushin. Did he realize the Tanai wasn't
the queen? Yeah. So Shaila is he going to have been Meichel or not? That's the Machlaikis. Every time you have a Tanai, every time you have a Tanai, and you go ahead with the marriage anyway, and assume anyway, and you never said you're Meichel or Tanai, but it did be, and we assume that he don't...
It's only after you have the
What?
It's only after you have
I'm not sure. Even not, maybe, because it's a Chazaka. Eidon doesn't want to have Bios Nos, and therefore he's Meichel. It could be it's a Chazaka. Akaponim, those are the three pshatim in the machlekes over here. So we didn't get our pshat that Asu, because obviously it was not Asu, Ragmil was not a Talmud of Beisham anyway, so we didn't get a Raya, Asu, not Asu. Most of our Masharashia. Maisim Rabbi Kiva Shalikate Esrik Be'echot Beshvat, V'noyig Boy Bezi Surim. There's a machlekes, Mesech Rosh Hashanah, when is Rosh Hashanah Le'ilonot? According to Beisham, it's Rosh Chodesh Beshvat. According to Beisil, it's Tu Beshvat, it's Tesvah Beshvat. What's the Nafkimina? Nafkimina is that we know the first 2 years, the Meiser Rishon goes to Levi, Meiser Shein, you bring up to Yerushalayim. The third year, it's Meiser Oni. The same thing for the sixth year, it's Meiser Oni. It means the first and second and fourth and fifth are Meiser Shein, third and sixth are Meiser Oni. Now, what's the cutoff date for Meiser Shein, Meiser Oni, when it switches? So it's Machlokes. According to Rosh Shammai, it's Rosh Chodesh Shvat. According to Beis Hillel, it's Tu Shvat. So Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Rav Akiva is taking Meiser. So he took off two Isurim, he took off Meiser Shein and Meiser Oni. Noig by Beis Yisurim, Echad Kedivrei Beis Shammai, which means there was Maisa Oni, Echad Kedivrei Beis Hillel, which is Maisa Shaini. So why was he doing like Beis Shammai? Teretz says it seems like you have to machmei for Beis Shammai. Shammai no, also Rekiva did like Beis Shammai. You see, also, and for the Gemara, what?
Shalom also is across the border. Shalom is two cases.
No, any case, any Beis Shammai's case. As let's go do we said. Any case, do they do like do they wait or they just they submit themselves to Beis Hillel? So Gemara says, no, Rekiva did two mice for a different reason. Gemara is topically. But lo yoda, he wasn't sure the shittas. For lo yoda, he based Hillel be'echa b'shvat amur, or he tesva b'shvat amur. He wasn't sure what Beis Hillel shittah was. Was it Shchay Shvat or two b'shvat? Therefore, he was both in Surim, not because it was Chay Shvat for Beis Shammai. Most of Mazutra, another question. Most of Mazutra, Maisa v'yolda kalosi shal Shammai azokin, u'piches is maziva. There's machlokes of sechla sukkah. If the katan atzorach leimoi needs a sukkah or not, that's first in the Gemara. The katan she'ain tzorach leimoi shegiel lechinuch a katan is chayiv and chinuch, and therefore we dash call ezroch a smachta. You have to sit in the sukkah. A katan tzorach leimoi beisil says your potter beisham is the chayiv in sukkah. And the brings a story. Ma'is v'yod the kalosos of Shammai Hazokin, the daughter-in-law of Shammai Hazokin had a baby. Piches is maziva, and they opened up the roof. And they put a schach on top of the mito, still katan, because of the katan. Shema mina asu, we see asu. So now, what exactly is the case over here? So it's machlokes achroinim. The mashal over here of Nard says, that's pashut, that a katan 1 day old, even for Bisham, is not chayiv in sukkah. The only machlokes is, it's a gilachinach, like a 5 year old, a gilachinach, but it needs his mother. So that's machlokes. So what's the case over here? Zok the mashal, avada, he made the schach for the 5 year old. So what's it again? Maisa yolda kalosai. She had a baby, because until she had a baby, she could go with the 5 year old to the sukkah and sleep in the sukkah with him. You're tarach limay. But now that she had a baby, she had to be in her house. So they made a hole in the roof for the 5 year old. That's the mashal learns. It's a little bit of a daiching maybe because it says filakatan, sounds like the baby. But that's how he learns.
Other
what?
The
mashamay. Mashal says like 1 day old not chayiv and chinuch. That's for sure. 1 day not chayiv and chinuch. That's about Shalom. Other Achroinim in Masechtas Sukkah learned, Pei Yeshua, and one of them learned that there, even the Katan Ben Yoyim was Chayiv, it's a special Pasuk, and this was going on the Ben Yoyim. I in Chum, but the Marshal says, the Ma'i said, that's only a 5 year old. Like upon him, Shemami no Osu, we see that Shami did like a Shita, and for the Gemara, Hosma Roya Oyma Lafushe Avik Avid. We said the whole problem is that it's like, what is this going to do? Here, someone sees he made a hole, a skylight in his roof, and put some twigs at the top of it, they think that he just wanted a little more air in the house, make an extra window, and therefore it's not a raya that he's trying to do like a different shita, and therefore it's not a problem. It's not a raya also, even in the case where it would be like skardu. There's not a raya from this Gemara that maybe you would say this whole shot of also is only when it's a kula, like marrying the yavam, but maybe when it's a chumra, that's not a problem. That's not a problem. You see, even lechumra, we say le'asu. Taisus points this out. Taisus says, "Mekam mashma demad demaschol v'sikech. Mekam mashma demad yomel le'asu. I feel a heicher the beisham lechumra of oisim kereisil lekula. Still, you like kereisil lekula. Okay. Vayit in the Gemara. Most of my jutra. Ma'isa v'shoikas yehu. Shoikas yehu was this little pipe that they used. They were tovel in this. It was a chisel that stone, and they were tovel kalim in it. Even though it was not 40 saw, but they had a shaka, which means there was an attachment to a mikvah that was 40 saw, and the attachment was through a hole in the wall between the two mikvahs, between the shaykes and the regular mikvah. Ma'isim shaykes yehu shaykes v'shlayim. V'shlayim is a kuvel mikvah, had a hole to the mikvah. V'chol tahara shaykes v'shlayim nasan agaba. Everyone used to bring the kalim there to be tovel in it. All the tahiras were done with that mikvah. Beishami says you have to break down the wall, and most of the wall has to be broken down. Most of the wall in between the two mikvahs should be broken down, and it's not enough with a hashaka pipe. And we looked at the Mishnah, not like Beishami. The Tanan, ear of mikvahs, we want to mix two mikvahs, which means kasher one mikvah through another mikvah. You have a hole, kesheferes anoy, like the size of a certain straw they used to use to take liquid out of a certain sack. And it has to be as thick as that straw, it's enough. But ivel v'chalala, like the thickness of that straw and the hollow part, all together, how much is that? Kesheh etzbayis, like two etzbayis, chazeres v'mekayim, like move around, go around and around comfortably. That's how big the hole of a sheferes anoy has to be. Akaponim, Beishamai says that you got to make it bigger, and even though it's a locha, it's enough for two etzbayis. What do you see? See, Beishamai did like their ways. Again, you see, even though it's a chumrah, bring a raya. But Akaponim, they did a chumrah, and they were knowing like their ways. Shvami no asu, we see asu, and for the Gemara, they did the same type of terrors that we said before, but by the case of Sukkah, Hossam, Haroya Omer Lafushe Mayo Dekavi. He's just doing it to be able to have more water in the mikvah, because here water was coming down from the mountain, it was rainwater. And maybe he just wanted to make more water in the mikvah, in the big mikvah. And therefore he made a bigger hole, but not because you wanted to make a better ear mikvah. Therefore, again, it's not a raya to lay skoydu, because here maybe he's trying to get more water.